Greetings, podcast listeners. Welcome back. This is your host, Indra, with Aikido Talks. It is now February. Welcome to February 2024. And we continue with the chapter on veracity and sincerity in the book Bushido by Inazo Nitobe by Tuttle Books, the classic portrait of samurai martial culture. And I'm going to read a little excerpt in the back describing this book so that you get a formation of what this book is about. It's quite tiny. It's about, let's see, 130 some odd pages, maybe 137 pages, which includes the index. But before we conclude this chapter on veracity and sincerity, which is just a small portion, let me read the back of the book. Justice, courage, benevolence, politeness, sincerity, honor, loyalty. These are the seven precepts of Bushido, the code of the samurai. Together, these seven values create a system of beliefs that is unique to Japanese culture and is still alive today. Inazo Nitobe, one of Japan's foremost scholars, thoroughly explores each of these values and explains how they differ from their Western counterparts. Until you understand the philosophy behind the ethics, you will never fully grasp what it meant to be a samurai, what it meant to have Bushido. Bushido, Soul of Japan, is an essential guide to the very essence of samurai and Japanese cultures. And there's a little bit on the bottom about Inazo Nitobe. Educator, cultural interpreter, and civil servant. He was born in 1862 and passed in 1933. Was one of the earliest and most famous of the Japanese Quakers, hoping to serve as a bridge, quote unquote, between Japan and the West. He studied in the U.S. and in Germany. Nitobe's numerous writings in English made him the best known Japanese writer in the West during his lifetime. Without further ado, we are concluding the chapter in veracity and sincerity. If Bushido rejects the doctrine of quid pro quo rewards, the shrewder tradesman will readily accept it. Lecky has very truly remarked that veracity owes its growth largely to commerce and manufacture. As Nietzsche puts it, honesty is the youngest of the virtues. In other words, it is the foster child of modern industry. Without this mother, veracity was like a blue blood orphan whom only the most cultivated mind could adopt and nourish. Such minds were general among the samurai, but for want of a more democratic and utilitarian foster mother, the tender child failed to thrive. Industries advancing, veracity will prove an easy, nay, a profitable virtue to practice. Just think, as late as November 1880, Bismarck sent a circular to the professional consuls of the German Empire, warning them of a lamentable lack of reliability with regard to German shipments inter alia, apparent both as to quality and quantity. Nowadays, we hear comparatively little of German carelessness and dishonesty in trade. In 20 years, her merchants have learned that in the end, honesty pays. Already our merchants have found that out. For the rest, I recommend the reader to two recent writers for well-weighed judgment on this point. It is interesting to remark in this connection that integrity and honor were the surest guarantees which even a merchant debtor could present in the form of promissory notes. It was quite a usual thing to insert such clauses as these. In default of the repayment of the sum lent to me, I shall say nothing against being ridiculed in public, or, in case I fail to pay you back, you may call me a fool, and the like. Often have I wondered whether the veracity of Bushido had any motive higher than courage. In the absence of any positive commandment against bearing false witness, lying was not condemned as sin, but simply denounced as weakness. and, as such, highly dishonorable. As a matter of fact, the idea of honesty is so intimately blended, and its Latin and its German etymology so identified with honor, that it is high time I should pause a few moments for the consideration of this feature of the precepts of knighthood. And with this, my dear friends, we will be right back. And we are back. This concludes our section within Bushido of the chapter Veracity and Sincerity. This is the end of this chapter. I kind of bounced around a little bit because I always, as always, encourage you to get the books and add them to your library repertoire. We should all have books in our homes, as well as patronize our libraries. Wisdom is power. Knowledge is power. And without this, we can't grow any further, And our seniors and our senpais are libraries too. They're walking libraries for us. So while they're living, not only do we give them their flowers while they're alive, but we also pay close attention because we too shall pass on what they are able to give us or what they think we are deemed to accept from them or to be given to by them. Does that make sense? Yeah. So honesty equals honor. I just kind of plucked that from the reading today. And this writing is quite in detail of what Nitobe believes or is thinking in his time, during his lifetime, describing Bushido. And it's nice to read these because once in a while you get to polish off the dust and say, okay, am I living up to what I need to do as a better human being? And we can all do that. And I think that when we are aspiring to that, it makes life exciting and you're not held to a lower level. And life goes by so quickly. As we know, those of us who are older, you see it faster. I don't know what it is. I can't describe it. I think maybe one of you has an idea that you can add in the, as a response about this episode and say what you think about how it is that time moves so quickly. But, it's a proof that you can show yourself over time, as short as a year or less, of how much we have grown as an individual. And that's exciting. Just as exciting, or if not more, than getting the degree that you've worked so hard for, or some kind of an achievement, or getting your rank. And as an individual, it's even deeper. It goes down many, many layers. Or learning a language, a second, third, fourth language, and being able to have a very specific communication with someone outside of our own culture. Right? All these things. Or being able to achieve a movement in Aikido or have a deeper meaning of it from the first time you've seen it and then have that aha moment or that epiphany and saying, oh my goodness, this is wild. Like, this is what I've learned that you could not learn in a book, but you had to actually be doing it in order to feel it. And that's indescribable. What a moment. But the words here, especially in Aikido, we learn so much about how we defer to one another, and everything matters. Everything you do matters. Everything counts. And the more we refine it, the more sweeter life becomes. And with that, my dear friends, once again, thank you again for tuning in to Aikido Talks. And feel free to, this channel and with Spotify, so grateful to have Spotify. And have been grateful for Anchor starting this off for many of us who have podcasts. I invite all of you to create your own podcast and get with it and have some fun. It's a lot of fun to do this. And if you see different prompts, it's because, you know, maybe they're doing upgrades. So please take advantage of what you see in order to communicate. Perhaps in the future, maybe I'll do a video with it. I think there is capability on this platform to also add video to this podcast content. And perhaps I can do some interviews in this new year of 2024. Let me know what you'd like to hear about. I'd love to hear from you. Just post your response of what you think about the episode. You can just put something down about what you want to hear in that, and then I can respond. And so I leave to say thank you again, and enjoy the rest of your day, night, wherever you are, as we lead into the beginning of February, and make it your best month yet. And I look forward to spending time with you in our next episode. Until then.